In addition to freezing traffic for days and days and days, this winter's snowstorms here in the nation's capital damaged a lot of cherry trees. Those are the trees that blossom and draw tourists in the spring. NPR's Allison Keyes has an update just weeks before the National Cherry Blossom Festival.
Along the tidal basin near the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, the carnage is jarring. The cherry trees look like they've been in a fight. Many of them are nursing open wounds where branches have split in two, and some have lost their canopies, the top of the trees where the blossoms dance lightly in the breeze. Broken branches litter snow stained sepia by the soil.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Matt Barber, visiting from Utah, is a bit stunned.
Really surprised. I was thinking, I know I'm, because I'm shorter, but, you know, they're all come down across the trail.
Even in winter, people have to duck the low-hanging branches, but not today.
I think I have a lot of work to do.
They, meaning the National Park Service, have already started pruning and trimming the damaged trees. Pamela Starzinger, visiting Washington from Oregon, is philosophical about the matter.
They're absolutely beautiful. It's just awe-inspiring. And it is sad that they've taken such a toll, but it is nature.
Her sister, Renee Jaffer, just spent 10 years in Japan, which gave 3,000 of the beloved trees to Washington 98 years ago. She thinks the trees will bounce back.
They go through the same thing, you know, they get a bad winter and some of them break off, but kind of what they symbolize, spring always comes.
It seems she's right. Even with the damage, there are plenty of buds on the trees. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.